Very good. Okay, well, welcome to the meeting. We should be able to dispatch this business particularly easily, I think, tonight. So, item one, Chairman's notices, those are listed. Apologies for absence. I had one from Councillor Acevedo, if you don't have that already. Any others?
Councillor Hurd, Chairman.
Sorry. Lots going on today. Right. Minutes of the last meeting. To confirm the minutes of the meeting of the Finance and Corporate Services Committee held on the 29th of January 2019. Those agreed? Excellent. Disclosure of interest. To disclose the existence and nature of any disclosable pecuniary interest, other pecuniary interests, or non-pecuniary interests relating to items of business on the agenda, having regard to paragraph 6 to 8 inclusive of the Code of Conduct for members. Anything? No. Excellent. Public participation. There is none. So, straight on to human resources statistics.
Thank you, Chair. So we are on agenda item 6, which is page 73 on your iPads. To start off, we have got a summary of staff turnover at 6.72%. That is slightly higher than we've had in previous periods, but to be expected as part of full council transformation. We then move on to recruitment on page 74 and page 75. We've got a significant increase in vacancies advertised over the last quarter, but again, that is phase one recruitment as part of full council transformation. Staff sickness levels. The level of staff sickness has increased slightly, however, not as much as anticipated, and the comparisons between this quarter, this year, and previous years are provided on page 78. We have got a summary of attendance management compliance, which is much improved from previous years and previous quarters. And then finally, we move on to exit questionnaire analysis and a variety of reasons, but on the whole, to be expected in terms of promotional reasons and early retirement, with the majority of people, 7 out of 8 leavers, would work for Morden District Council again. There's a section on page 83 around the future model, just confirming where we are at the moment, and I'm happy to take any questions.
Councillor Fluca.
Can I just remind the officers that the recommendation at number 2, this is one of those rare occasions, Chairman, when we can actually say the report's for noting. And it's one of 2 or 3 reports that we can. And having said that, Chairman, I propose that we do.
Mm-hmm. Members, is that agreed?
Agreed.
Excellent. Agenda item 7, updated rate relief policy.
So this rate relief policy is required to confirm the items that were announced in the November statement by the Chancellor to move forward into 1st of April for this billing year for business rates. There are 3 items, actually, that the Chancellor has promised but has only managed to get 1 through legislation due to the meaningful vote and the Brexit debate. So, therefore, all that is being recommended to Council this time is the additional retail relief scheme, which means that there is a third of the bill discount for fully occupied retail properties with a rateable value of less than £51,000. The full discretionary relief policy is attached on page 93 onwards, but that's the only change from previous year.
Members, is that agreed?
Agreed.
Excellent. Then houses in multiple occupation, pages 149 to 154.
Thank you. So page 149. This is a fee and charge which did not make the deadline for the requirements for the standard budget setting. So we've included it here. The fee structure is provided in Appendix 1 on page 153, and the animal welfare fees are provided on page 154. And I think it's quite self-explanatory, but happy to take any questions.
Members, is that agreed?
Agreed.
Not overly relevant for this authority anyway. Item 9, supplementary estimates, etc.
So supplementary estimates environments, we don't have, this is page 155, we don't have any supplementary estimates or environments. We do, however, have three procurement exemptions. One is around the dredging of IT, which is the same provider as previously. The second is the surface of the galleon, which is the only provider which provides this surface. We have looked into this, and at some point when it comes to relaying the whole surface, we do need to look at the provider so that we potentially have a better assessment of value for money going forwards for any replacement areas. And then finally, the extension to the Burnham on Crouch pontoon, and it's because it's a modular unit, so we've used the same supplier. So just those three exemptions that have been approved and are for noting.
Sorry, Kazza, are you agreeing or did you have a question? You're agreeing. Fantastic. Those are agreed. Good. Pay policy statement item. Sorry, I'm missing out the annual review of financial regulations, item 10.
Okay. Agenda item 10, the annual review of financial regulations. Now, what this does is it takes the version which we approved last, at the beginning of last summer, the end of last spring, it was in this financial year, and makes amendments for the directorate structure. So where the chief executive is named, been updated to the head of paid service. So generally updating for the new leadership structure. This document here and the financial regulations that are provided, this will be only in force for a relatively short period of time should you approve this tonight, due to the changes that are due to take place in October around committee structure that went to the last full council meeting. So we will need to see another one of these documents at the end of the summer, the beginning of the autumn, to take those changes into account, because the terms of reference for the new committee structure has not yet been finalised or agreed. So these will need to reflect that.
Members agreed. Excellent. So now item 11, pay policy statement. 219 to 226.
This is the annual pay policy statement, which under the MHCLG guidance we approve in advance of the previous year. Now there has been no changes at this point to any pay policy. I think I anticipate that potentially the council may wish to consider further changes during this year, but at this point we have made no changes to pay policy from the prior year. So all we've done is updated this document to make reference to corporate directors and to amend the documentation for both head of paid service and also making reference to removing the reference to chief executive.
Councillor Fluker.
I propose that we adopt the policy for the financial year 19-20.
Is that seconded? Okay, is that agreed?
Agreed.
Excellent. Any other items of business that the chairman regards as urgent? There are none. So we move to exclusion of the public and press. To resolve that under section 100A, subsection 4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the public be excluded from the meeting for the following items of business on the grounds that they involve the likely disclosure of exempt information as defined in paragraph 3 of part 1 of schedule 12A to the Act, and that this satisfies the public interest test. Is that seconded? Okay, excellent. Those in favour?